But it's a whole country on its own.
Oh, yes.
The things that happen in Kaswa, it's hard for you to hear them coming from any other part of the country. But anyway, team is seated right here. Showbiz Review is on. It's probably brought to you by Franco Trading Enterprise. Still, phone Papa Pavia and Betway. You always get way more with Betway. We are in to start our discussion, and music at the background is music from Empress Gifty. Song title is Watch Me. Song features Kwame Eugene and produced by Kwame Eugene as well. And I think I saw videos of them in the studio prior to the release of the song, and I knew they were cooking some banger. Well, at the 42nd birthday of Empress Gifty, that is over last week. Yeah, last week inside. Because of small jollof, Ibenya Biedi. Birthday jollof, Ibenya Biedi. Some of our close friends who are close to Empress Gifty decided not to even invite us. They decided not to even post the artwork for us to see on their status.
Even the time for the birthday wasn't... Yeah. wasn't
it was on a Wednesday.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
Early morning, like 10, 11, when we were busily at work. You see, do some of these things later in the evening. So we can also come and enjoy.
We understand.
The message to me, I wanted to enjoy alone also.
Anyway,
that's fine.
Well, Empress Gifty celebrates the 42nd birthday in gratitude and makes cash donation to gospel legends. Ghanaian gospel singer and television host Empress Gifty Adoye celebrated her 42nd birthday in a spectacular event on the 25th of October 2024. The celebration took place at the EMS Event Center at Abuba, right behind my back. Okay, and was attended by family friends, family members, and also friends, and many notable personalities from the entertainment industry who gathered to honor the beloved gospel star. If I would not say night, because it was a day thing.
Yeah.
It was a day program, we know. The day event was a joyous occasion filled with uplifting music as Empress Gifty performed some of her popular hits, including her latest single, Watch Me, that has the instrumental playing at the background. In a memorable moment, she was joined on stage by musician Kwame Eugene, who wrote Watch Me. The duo that captivated the audience with a spectacular performance of the song, and their performance added a special touch to the celebration and was met with a loud applause and cheers from the audience. Adding a heartfelt touch to the celebration, Empress Gifty honored some of Ghana's greatest gospel musicians or music icons by presenting them with cash gift physical. Recipients included Georgia J, Dinah Hobson, Mary Gansa, Abawa Kone, and on an inumba could be with the Abawa Kone that.
Wow, Dimbra, Nayamfa. Yeah, where you man?
I'm away.
Soon my free.
Hallelujah.
The Hagler for record me.
Well, recipients also included Cindy Thompson and more, and these pioneers, visibly moved by their gesture, expressed their heartfelt gratitude for it and offered prayers and blessings for Empress Gifty. Well, I have Mr. Adam Chutome in the building. He, one way or the other, is close to Empress Gifty in the capacity best known to him. Yeah, the ancient intimate car. Or you want to disclose the capacity in which you're close to?
It's known already.
It's known already. So you are the PR for, you run PR for Empress Gifty. Or you are the road manager for Empress Gifty. Or you are the manager for Empress Gifty.
Yeah.
Manager.
Yeah.
Okay. So manager, make sure.
Richard.
Fantastic.
You are the manager?
Yes.
Well, I thought you were PR or something.
I started by mentioning all these portfolios. I said PR, he was cool. I said road manager, he was cool. I said manager was cool.
Marketing manager as well?
Yes. You're supposed to oversee everything.
Compasses.
Well, 42 years. Empress Gifty over here, we say happy belated birthday to you, many more blessings. But Adam, shed more light on this event.
It was a fantastic event. It was a birthday of Empress, but she decided to use the day to I mean, celebrate some of the gospel legend. She has a principle that anytime she meets the oldies, I mean, regardless of the situation in which they are in, she will quickly go back to her car and, I mean, have some donation for them. So that's what she does on a normal day, anytime she meets a legend. So, I mean, one of them recently spoke about it, Georgia J. At that time, she didn't even know Georgia was going through some troubles. So she saw him and immediately went into the car and brought her some envelope. And, I mean, not knowing she had undergone surgery and was even at the point she met her, she was coming for financial aid from another presenter, Kojo Dixon. And unfortunately, Kojo wasn't there at the time. So that is what sustained her for a period of time. So she does that. So this birthday, the plan was that, okay, let me bring about 16 of them, then do some, I mean, birthday celebration with them, where everything will be in honor of them, from music, from food, the cake, then, I mean, a donation of cash to them. And that is what happened. So it was, I mean, a memorable one for them. And most of them were very happy because they said they've not seen this happen to them before. I mean, especially from artists. And we've always talked about the fact that we need, artists need to celebrate those who have paved the way. Because if you do it today, tomorrow someone will do it for you. Because at times you do not need to wait for people outside your industry to celebrate those who have paved the way, you understand? So, I mean, if you're a journalist and, you know, some people inspired you and today you are somewhere, you can celebrate them whilst they are alive so that they will know that, oh, I've also lived a certain life which has inspired other people. So, I mean, that was the focus of it. And at the end of the day, I mean, the turnout was very positive and the remarks from them, Mary Ganta, Dinah Hobson, Cindy Thompson, and all of them. And those who were even late, I mean,
some were late,
were still, you know, some were coming from the Western region, Kumasi and other things. So, I mean, some were late, but still, they still got their cash donation. And, I mean, they are very, very happy about what happened to them on that day. So, I want to say congratulations to Empress for, I mean, thinking about the gospel legends, because they paved the way and they really mesmerize us with performance. Tego Sisters, wonderful performance there. And I mean, icing on the cake, Kwame Eugene also came through to do a performance with her. Watch me. So it was like a total celebration for the legend. And they were really happy, I mean, seeing Kwame Eugene to come around. And I mean, it was a wonderful time we had on Friday.
Okay.
So we need to continuously do that. Artists should celebrate, I mean, they are heroes, those who have paved the way. It makes the industry beautiful and there is blessing in that. So let's all keep celebrating those who have paved the way in wherever career we find ourselves.
Okay. Kwame.
Slim.
Were you invited?
I was invited, but I couldn't go.
Okay.
I had a lot of work in the office. I was invited. I was invited a day or two before, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I couldn't make it because I had some work to do in the office. So, so next time, please look at the timing, maybe in the evening or Friday. So 5 o'clock right now, we'll get time to come and also celebrate and enjoy the envelope. Oh, sorry, the envelope was for the veteran musicians. Sorry. Happy birthday to you, Empress Gifty. I like how she is growing in the industry. For some time now, I think there's been that kind of revival to her brand. I don't know if it's also out of the Midas touch of Settings Man, Edem Mensah-Chotome, because I know Edem is one very enterprising guy who is always concerned about brands. And so if you find him, you know, within your circles, it's likely that you'd also make some gains in your field. I'm very happy for Empress Gifty, and I wish her a happy belated birthday.
Samuel, Kazwa Samuel.
Kawo.
Martinez.
Slim.
How are you doing?
I'm good, boss.
Your take on this one, were you able to make it to the event?
No.
Were you invited? Let me ask you.
No.
They don't invite you?
No.
Okay, fantastic. Noted.
So 42 years and counting. I wish her all the best. Per what Edem said, it means the birthday was actually celebrated to put smiles on the faces of others. Not her achievement alone, but at least make others very happy. And it's a good initiative, but always paying attention to the oldies. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. I mean, from afar, some people think Empress Gifty is very hard and difficult to deal with. But when you meet her one-on-one, you realize she's a very lovely woman.
Oh, very, very.
Yes, 42 years. No more of a power, Slim.
Hey.
It's not easy. It's not easy to cry. I mean, she doesn't even look 42.
Yes.
Of course.
I agree. Yeah,
she's when beautiful. You look at her, you won't tag her with that age. She means she's taking very good care of herself. And she's been very active and vibrant. Well, what Kwame said, very, very true. Some few, should I say, months down the line, she's been so active. And that doesn't mean that she's not been active all this while. Ever since she stepped into the game, she's giving back-to-back hits and very, very active as well. But it looks like now she's become very...
I think it's because of the, I think it's because she's also adopted the media work and also she has increased
diversifying
that's increased her visibility.
Yes. And at least that also threw more light on the other side of her. I mean, we have a lot in us, despite you being a musician, but with the media aspect as well, you can tell how she's very good at it. But in all, I'm very happy for her life.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't grow to see 42 years. But if you're alive and still counting and blessed with all this, then you can only be grateful to the Most High.
Anyway, I already said that for us here at Hits FM, we're super happy for her. We wish her all the best.
Sure.
But for me personally, I still demand my jollof.
Sure.
Is it jollof you want or you want jollof?
It be jollof.
A question, Ben, obviously.
There's jollof.
It's just jollof.
I think we had a fufu bunobuno. We had two food companies. I mean, coming to sponsor.
It's okay, don't mention the company.
It was amazing. Oh, they contributed to celebrating the legends.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
From jollof, fried rice, food, kokonte, mutuo. I mean, they really did amazing.
And the woody there, who did fufu now?
Oh, he didn't eat.
The airpon kwa. I mean,
now did they?
And mutuo nengkatu kwa.
Kitwe bi na odi.
Anyway, we are moving on to our next topic. And last 2 weeks on Showbiz Review Extra. In fact, we had the opportunity of listening to tapes from. In fact, it happened last 2 weeks. Wednesday or Thursday? The flag bearer of the new Patriotic Party, current flag bearer, not the old one, the current one, Dr. Alhaji Mahmood Bawumia, met the members of the creative sector, and then, in fact, Onyomudin Komo at length, telling everybody about the new music streaming platform that is about to be launched in November. And it's going to change the ways where the old ways we used to collect royalties and all that, or even enhance it. Let me use the word enhance royalty collection for creatives in Ghana, especially musicians. And I think in the speech somewhere along the line, we also heard about movie or film producers in there. It was a little bit confusing when we sat down on Saturday on Showbiz Review Extra. We're trying to find if the platform was only for audio, was a sonic experience, or is going to be a visual experience as well. But then, hey, I mean, who are we to talk more if the thing is going to be launched in November, which is a few days away? We are just a few days away from November, so we're waiting, and China issues started popping up this this morning. Bawumia announces November launch of the local streaming platform. That is a caption that is being given on our website to revolutionize the royalties for creatives. Now, the vice president and the MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, has revealed that Ghana will launch its first local music streaming platform in November. Addressing stakeholders in the creative arts sector, Dr. Bawumia emphasized the need for a homegrown solution to help Ghanaian musicians reap better financial rewards from their work. Here is the flag bearer of the new patriotic party, that is the NPP, Dr. Bawumia, talking about the streaming platform.
Platforms like Spotify and so on are all externally owned for music. So all the streaming platforms like Spotify and so on are all externally owned. And so when we put our music on those platforms, it's not surprising that the returns in terms of the payments that are made to our musicians are very little. And they are not much to write home about in general. And so the issue for us of making sure we have a streaming platform locally for music and put in all the catalogs from A to Z that we can find in Ghana on the platforms. That has been something that has needed to be done for a long time. And so we've been working on this issue. Musica, Gamro, the music producers, and the private sector, the IT sector. We've been trying to, over the last couple of years, see about putting together a music streaming platform, platform for Ghanaian content developers in the creative arts, as I said, to facilitate the tracking, collection, and distribution of royalties in the first place, and also to enable creativeness and assess and manage revenue, and also to help maximize opportunities. So that is a very, very important part. When I had a meeting today, as I said, one of the meetings I was to have today was on to get an update, and we'll take some decisions on the streaming platform. On the streaming platform, I am very happy to let you know that the work has been completed. The work has been completed, and we have joint work between Musica, Gamro, music producers, and the private sector. And it has been completed. And we are going to support this and make sure that we take care of the development expenses related to this platform for the industry. So in all, I think today I was satisfied after the various presentations that were made to me that we are ready to outdoor this new local streaming platform for Ghanaian musicians and film producers. So I think in all likelihood next month, which is the month of November, we will launch Ghana's first local streaming platform.
Well, it was all cheers and applause when Vice President Dr. Alhaji Mahmud Bawumia met with a section of the creatives and outdoored one of the flagship. In fact, it's been part of his manifesto in line with his digitalization plan to have a streaming platform that is locally owned, getting rid of the middlemen involved that have been taking huge chunks of money from creators and their rewards online. He believes that if there's a locally owned platform like that, where we cut off all middlemen, in fact, content creators or music or artists will stand a better chance of making more returns on their works online. However, the issue took a little bit of a turn, and I'll give credit to Mr. Kwesi Abuaje of Peace FM and the show that the name of the show is Entertainment Review on Saturdays on Peace FM, where they had a lady by the name Akise Aka, and she is the marketing director of Ghana Music Experience, GMX. They are supposed to be the developers or the people behind the platform. Please do not take me in the wrong context. They are supposed to be, because I watched the full tape, and I think according to Akosia Boaji, he was made to believe that the lady who is making an appearance in the studio is a rep or has insight on, yeah, has everything to do with the music streaming platform. And the question was triggered by my very own Tiliakuyanipa. Let's listen to this one.
I have two questions. At the meeting, Vice President Emiti Creatives, no?
Microphone in mail,
Vice President Emiti Creatives, no, was saying the government has paid for the full developmental of the streaming platform. So, at what point did government take itself out after paying for the food?
I don't know how to mean by
the creation process. No, I don't know who can you now 100. It's a mebe muna a buy idea or 100, no 100%. No, I bet I'm private for a day.
MCM say the same way. Because who say some meeting no a whole na gamro for ho music a for ho gap before ho in terms say mbi some we e be na near no cano e be na to different because yeah genity privately owned.
And Dr. Baumiani tia for it because he said government is not it. I see.
Is it the same digital platform?
And a different one.
And I make a say some meeting no gamro for ho music for ho gap for ho different in the piano in common
yes you know ho I mean I'm ho I'm at the front and I say they are about to introduce a streaming platform November yeah on launch unless of course it's a different one I edi hun come say yeah but if not or say government has paid for the 100% for the developmental phase of it and tina na me wonder say o ka say e private because okay it was a bit of a shock to me because now I know say one on one also if I don't understand, so if it's not it, then what is it?
I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to be Dr. Baum office.
I don't understand because I don't know if I'm going to buy and they didn't come on into this because I was thinking said this part, this conversation is supposed to give us.
Mami babe, Akisi, so senior Tilly Kano at the long vice president meet encounter no in a sanity.
Nya minim ne se enye saneti privately owned in terms se ne ye vice president ne kain ne office ne betumi a answer ne question amani ye
okay me dey we'll dig into that say, yeah be kwen okay so maybe I'll play
private in to say ye le in kita ho ene artist need ne ning na ye play no ye be explaining percentage e ba ye ho percentage e ko mo ho ning na nothing is
okay
say
okay I'm starting audio my private but since so say No, so I don't know.
Hi. Okay. Before I get to the studio, there is also a second question that also came in from Tilly. Let me hold on to that one.
Okay.
But we try. This morning we're trying to get to the quarters of the MPP and reach out to Miracles Abuaji, who we know is in charge of comms for Dr. Alhaji Mahmood Bawumia for further clarification on this issue, because the show took a very, very strange turn when these things started popping up. Because
yeah.
Myself, I was made to believe when I watched the initial submission from the lady that, oh, she's in there to explain more about something that we so need in this part of the world. That is a music platform, streaming platform that understands even our commerce, how our system works. Because when you, I don't know if any of you have tried submitting songs on any of these DSPs using any aggregator, whether you're using TuneCore or DistroKid, yeah. Even how to redeem your rewards online is a different conversation altogether. I think lately, and I say, yeah,
a little bit flexible. But back then, it had to bounce through several people before you can even get it. But Charlie, if this one understands our system and is willing to work with our local banks for artists to get a fair share of whatever they've put out there, I think it was a wonderful conversation. But for the MPP or for Dr. Alhaji Mahmood Bawumia to say that they are going to pay for it, and the ladies in the, this one is a private thing, then the conversation is kind of different, because the lady went into the studio with coca, knowing perfectly that a week before they were talking about the same music streaming platform, and coca reached out to Akwesi Abuaje like, oh, I heard you talking about this thing, but it'd be like the thing, you people don't understand it, so I'm going to bring in the person in charge of that. Only for us to realize that Charlie issues the inside. I don't want to talk much about it, but let me start with you, Kwame Dasi. You posted a video.
Who posted a video?
You know, post them.
When?
Well, I saw this link. You
which one?
You shared the link of the Showbiz Entertainment Review.
It was Mr. Hagler.
It was Hagler. Oh, okay, okay. I thought it was you.
Yeah.
So I was reading that in the group, and then you were making some pointers in there. But
your quick take
on this issue before we bounce off.
I think Tilly gave some of us some assignment over the weekend. We had to go and look for the videos or footage of the entire meeting that we had with Dr. Bawumia a few weeks ago, because some of us wanted
you were
to
there.
Hear. I was there. At a point, I thought maybe I did not hear him. I wasn't paying attention, because when Tilly mentioned that Dr. Bawumia had said during the meeting that they had paid for the streaming platform, I went online, you know, went to see the video, watched the video that I had from the meeting to see where exactly he said that, so we can make a solid point out of it. But we've gone through, even Mr. Hagler and the other producers have gone through the videos, and we can't find where he said that. Rather, the audio that you played, Dr. Bawumia said that they would take care of, so it's a future tense, they will take care of the development of the streaming platform. He didn't say they had fully paid for that.
Okay.
So I think if Tilly is listening, that's the correction we can make here. He didn't say that they had fully paid for the streaming platform. Apart from that, what streaming platform are we talking about? Now, in 2020, in the MPP manifesto, which is in full effect now, till December.
That's the running one.
The running one for the Nana Addo government.
Yeah.
It says that we would build a digital platform for artists to make their products available to the global market.
Okay.
During the manifesto debate on creative economy, I asked Deputy Minister, Honorable Mark, I asked him a question about the platform, and he told me that, or he told all of us that, they had done some research, and the research proved that the market wasn't fertile for a streaming platform.
Okay.
That was why they had not provided the platform for us as of the time we had that particular engagement.
Did he give you any breakdown as to...
No, because he had given examples of MTN Play, Aftown, and all those platforms that didn't work. They had challenges because the ordinary or the average Ghanaian wasn't ready to consume from those platforms. And so he explained to that extent, because I was asking why they had repeated that in Dr. Bawumia's MPP manifesto. And he told me, as of the time that they did that research, the reason they had not implemented that promise was that a research
the country is not ready for that.
But maybe moving forward, they are doing more consultation to see how best that can be done in the coming years if Dr. Bawumia wins power. So this particular provision in the MPP manifesto for 2020 is still in effect. Ordinarily, or in essence, this should have been fulfilled within this time from now until December.
December, yeah.
So my confusion is, I don't know.
December 6th.
Sorry. I don't know if this streaming platform that is being provided is catering to this promise in 2020 manifesto. Which Honorable Deputy Minister told us that, per their research, cannot be done within this period. or next year. But it's not for Dr. Baomir's next year promise. You know why? On the same show by Akwesia Buaji, I took time to go watch the stream. Mm-hmm. Honorable Deputy Minister Mark was on again.
Yes.
And he explained that this is not the streaming platform promised in the 2024 manifesto by Dr. Baomir and the MPP. This is a private enterprise that came to them with a streaming platform idea. And as a government that practices the center rights philosophy, as in public-private partnership, mm-hmm. they thought they could support this idea.
As a capitalist.
Now, in the 2024 manifesto mm-hmm. by Dr. Baomir MPP, if he wins power, this is what he says he will do. He says if he wins power, he will establish, in partnership with the private sector, a streaming platform and digital management platform for Ghanaian content developers in the creative arts. So he didn't say for just music. Mm-hmm. So it could be music, it could be movies, it could be any other thing. Yeah. If he wins power in 2024, going to 2025 on. Mm-hmm. So that is what we will get if Dr. Baomir wins power.
Okay. So not the November one.
So the November one
is supposed to be for,
per the explanation given to Deputy Minister of Tourism, Art and Culture, that November one is a proposal by a private enterprise mm-hmm. and they think that they can buy into it and support. So my question is, I have so many questions because we don't have the minister here, we don't have any rep from the MPP. My questions are, one, if this streaming platform that is to be launched on 30th October, if it is launched and it takes full effect, are we still going to have
another
streaming platform for the content creators if Dr. Baomir wins this election? Meaning we're going to have two streaming platforms?
Yeah.
So does it mean that
the Ghana Music Experience platform is just for music.
And that is not part of Dr. Baomir's promises that he's giving, that if he wins power, he's going to fulfill.
So I think this one is clear.
There's a solely private initiative. Yeah. I mean, from the explanation the lady gave on the show, there's a solely private initiative. I mean, and it's like there's no PPP. I mean, if it is PPP, she wouldn't have said that there is no, like, it's solely private. Mm.
Okay.
Because PPP means that somebody is also contributing a certain, I mean, in a certain form to be able to add up to be PPP. Mm. So if there is no contribution, it becomes enterprise. So,
but during the meeting, mm-hmm. you listen to the speech made by Vice President and flag bearer of the MPP, Dr. Mahmoud Baomir. He said this is in partnership with Musica, with Gamro, with the private enterprise and mm-hmm. government. Mm-hmm. So it's in partnership. Hmm. So if the woman, Akisi Aka, tells us that this is a sole enterprise and government has no hand, and on the other hand, Deputy Minister of Tourism tells us that they are supporting, because yes, this is their philosophy. They believe that if you have a private enterprise, mm-hmm. government can support you.
Yeah.
Then it means government has a hand in there. Mm-hmm. So who is communicating what? I believe there is a gap somewhere in terms of communication. Two things. Either there is a gap in communication or somebody isn't telling us the real truth. Because now you are keeping everybody wondering, what are we going to get out of this? What is happening? Are we having a streaming platform for the entire creative industry? This is for music alone. Mm-hmm. Is this the platform that Dr. Baomir promised? No. You said it's a partnership between government, other agencies in the industry, and a private company. Mm-hmm. Now the company is telling us this is their sole project. Mm-hmm. So where does the government come in this conversation? What role is government playing in this conversation? We need to know. Because as creative industry people, we need to understand the situation before it gets out of hand. And mind you, if government is championing this, or any private individual is championing this, they are doing it for the people of the industry. Mm-hmm. So we should be concerned. We have a stake in there, whether you like it or not. If it comes out finally and people sign on to this platform and they're not getting their due, we are the same people that will come here and complain. So we need to make sure the right things are done before we take off. And yes, sir, this platform will be out and the problems we seek to address will be worse and worse. Because you're telling us that you want our creatives, our musicians, to get more money from this platform. That is why you are creating it. Have you done real research to know how Spotify, Boomplay, and all these platforms pay people that sign on to that? Where are you going to get the money from to pay the artist? So if I sign on to this platform as, let's say, Kwame Eugene, Empress Gifty, how am I going to get money from this streaming platform?
Okay, so
these are other conversations that we should have. But to me, I think there's confusion in the minds of creatives because the communication, one, has not been clear.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody isn't telling us the real truth.
Okay. Well, with respect to what you just said, I'm sure that will be in the fine details of the operational document of the Ghana Music Experience, how they are going to market the streaming platform, how they are they going in for, so is it going to be a one-time subscription, is it going to be a monthly subscription, and how much are they charging, what percentage or quota is going to the artists, which how much is going to the management of the platform, and all that, all things around it. I'm sure it's going to be in the operational document of the Ghana Music Experience. I don't know if it's the name of the company is Ghana Music Experience.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to be in that. But what I'm worried, my biggest worry would be the seemingly clash of ideas when it comes to a streaming platform, a locally based streaming platform. And I'm sure the vice president this morning, if he's listening or he has somebody,
they are listening.
If they ask some people listening, the fundamental stuff that are needed for creatives in this business, especially in this era that is 2024 and moving on, has to be data and the cost of data and access to data. As a matter of fact, and quality data. And these, I would like to break it down into several parts, because when I talk about quality data, people are buying for data, high data or high costly data, and not getting the type that they subscribed to. Because if you promise me 4G internet connection and you charge me X amount of money for that, and at the end of the day, you are giving me, let's say, 3G, or you are giving me, what's the other one? The one that comes with the E, the Edge. You are giving me, you are not being fair to me as a consumer. So these are some of the things that they need to look at. Are consumers getting what they signed up for? And also, are we competing fairly? Are the business competing fairly? And when I say fair competition, I'm sure the MTN thing will come into play at some point, where they had to go to Parliament for them to, increase their tariffs for it to be at par, with other telcos. I don't want to get into that one perfectly, but see, people are paying in other parts of the world. People are paying relatively less for the same data. And I'm not going to mince words. If we want to compete on the African continent, I'm not talking about even the world, on the African continent, we have people who want to use data. But actually, the thing they cost, and it keeps increasing by the minute. So if you want to build a streaming platform, of which the fundamental thing that is needed has to be data, and this thing, people have been fighting for it online, Charlie, with high cost of data, we are talking about it day and night. And you are not minding us. How best, Charlie, if you launch the streaming platform, where are we going to get the money to buy even the data? We are not even going to talk about the exchange rate and all that. We don't want to even, talk about that. But anyway, let me switch over and pick your thoughts on this one, Mr. Edem Chotome. Also, the Deputy Minister on Creative Arts also spoke about it.
Yeah.
Tourism,
arts and culture.
Tourism, arts and culture, forgive me. Also spoke about it, but let me pick your thoughts a little bit on it before I get
to it. I think we need some disclosures on the matter, because if people are about to do business, because they are going to do business, whether it's a partnership with government or it's a privately owned initiative, they are going to do business with some level of stakeholders. And those stakeholders will do business with a clean mind if they understand the ramifications and the dynamics of the platform. So I think I'm happy I've seen an invitation of a launch coming on Wednesday.
The thing is going to be
Wednesday,
launched, right?
Yeah, 60th is Wednesday.
So I will be happy that some of these questions, is it a private-public partnership? If it is, what are the percentages? And what is the kind of partnership in terms of the contribution of the public? What is it that the public is contributing to the private? And what is it that the private is bringing on board? And, I mean, when these are answered, we'll get to understand. And like the vice president was saying that, it's a first
ever.
No, this there is another. There is a local one with Aftan.
Do you know why people are interested to know if the government is involved in this? Do you know why?
Tell us why.
Okay, I'll tell you. The cost of maintenance of a streaming platform is crazy.
Yeah.
Marketing of a streaming platform.
For it to have that audience,
that volume, that base, for an artist to feel secure that if I submit my works here and I even give them the exclusive rights, they'll be able to market my song for me. Do you know how many times artists just submit their songs to like other DSPs? And the DSPs themselves, looking at the deal that they have with the artist or maybe their record label, would go the long way of even marketing them in other markets that Charlie...
Yeah.
Yo, so we need government support at this point in time for us to be compete fairly
exactly
on the world market.
Exactly.
That is why people are interested. So if, because I just got a text, but why are people talking about it? Let's look at the product itself, bro. I can say this.
Which product?
The music streaming platform.
Is it out? Do you know the features now?
No, I do not know. That is why I'm saying that.
But if the person said we should look at the product now, you don't have that at hand. How do you analyze
exactly.
it?
Exactly. People are interested because it will come with a certain level of cost. And without government backing, I'm sorry. I'm not. So I don't think it can even compete and get to the level of penetration that Aftan even had.
I think that when this is launched on Wednesday, we'll come here on Thursday.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk a lot about because it is going to be launched, and I think if some of us are there, we will ask certain questions and we'll come here to discuss it. So I just can't wait.
That is if they call you.
Yes.
If I raise my hand and they call me.
But do you think what would be the weirdest thing that can happen on Wednesday would be us seeing the marketing director, I can say, on stage with the
vice president.
With the vice president telling us now.
There's a partnership. You know, that, I think...
That would be so weird.
I think their communication, I think they should have preempted some of the questions which the media will ask before they hit on the road. You know, so now you commit yourself in a certain way, but maybe it can come with explanation. So you can explain. So that one can happen. So, I mean, let's just hope that we are on the right path. Because at the end of the day, we want some level of improvement in the lives of the creatives. And if it's a platform which will better help them in promotion and revenue generation, I mean, it's a good one. But we don't want a situation where there will be like some undisclosed deals, then later problem will come. Then this one will say this, this person will say that. We don't want that because, I mean, this industry has been through a lot of chaos and we do not want to continue like this because if it happens like that, it's difficult to have the private sector come in. So we just believe also that they are doing, I mean, good, I mean, stakeholder relations with the right owners so that...
When you say right owners, who are you talking about? Who are you
I'm talking about
the music owners.
Yeah, the music, the owners of the song. That one, the lady explained.
I'm sure they're having a good discussions with them. And I heard, I think the vice president submission, I had some royalty issues he mentioned. I'll be very happy on Wednesday to hear further elaboration on that royalty part. and the streaming aspect.
That's why they mentioned Gamro and all those people.
But okay, so
because they said they are doing some works with Gamro, Musica.
So
then let's, the streaming. Let's, so on Wednesday,
can we do some education this morning?
Let's do it.
Can we do some education let's this morning? I'm the small that I know with respect to revenue collection for artists, it's not just the usage of music on a streaming platform. Yeah. It's the usage of music by radio station, by restaurants, nightclubs, by mobile spinners, usage of music in films and even anywhere. Once you pick the person's product and use it, the revenue, you need to contribute something for the artist or the company that helped produce the artist to also get something small to grease their engine. That is my small knowledge on it.
Sure.
So how would this streaming platform correct all the other...
No, I'm not sure it is to correct all the others. Because they also feed in. It's like a stream joining the main.
So I'll go back to the caption again. Uh-huh. Says Bamia announces November launch of local streaming platform. To the word they use, revolutionize.
So he's talking about the revolution. Because if it doesn't come with some exclusive change, then it's like they are following. So like there's nothing revolution about.
But
revolution. Already we have a local royalties. One.
No, a politician is talking.
So you should listen to it politically.
He's whipping up your interest in what he's coming to produce for you. But why do you doubt that it will revolutionize the
system? He doesn't see those things he's expecting.
Okay.
No, but wait for it to come. So and see the revolution.
No, hold on. Kwame.
You are preempting the revolution.
No, hold on. So when Mr. Agler sent in the link, it's a whole like a 4-hour video. I decided to watch that Titanic myself. So yes, I decided to watch every part of it. And listening to the features, if this streaming platform is the same thing,
that's gonna then.
But then there's the revolution there. Then
you don't talk
this one. You heard it, but you need to see it. Seeing is believing, not hearing.
Let's listen to Marco Krekumante on the streaming platform.
Deputy Minister for Tourism, Art and Culture, Honorable Marco Krekumante. Marco, that's my call. Bye-bye. Entertainment review. So.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah, yeah, so when I'm from Kagra and now I'm a more conversation. I'm ready, in the middle, to be honest with you, man, from the beginning. But I said about a month ago or 3 months ago, I'll be telling me about Dr. Baumier's manifesto, our promised platform. For streaming or for logging or whatever. If you know me, Ghana, we buy and number two to share creative industry for now. Or we treaty, so we launch the platform, which is weaker again anyway, we launch it. But what I know about it, not now we are considered as a power when you're born, I say. Over time, I'm about how we say, I say. That platform na seminar. The country was an area that ambiguous kaka. Now we are still monitoring and we are dealing with the private sector. Because the truth is that even if government has the strength to do it on its own to run it, the last time maybe NYB your friend then with Musio, I have waffle. I can say Ninja TBITUC then what the man it is to run for MTN Mudampo Nune Lance Telefon. It is because dealing with Sanyamano number song kaka. It didn't want for agents so that MTN Telesel Ethereum could be free somehow. It is we as a government and as a party they are promising in our manifesto. But the truth is that NPP is a capitalist party. The idea between the government and the private sector with my year, I you know, NPP will choose the private sector person. And again, for this area, I think it is prudent to say government will throw its weight and endorse the private sector driving this thing than government, because it is an area that, like I said earlier on, it is not as easy as it looks on the outside. I know a lot of apps, a lot of platforms. Question, you know, the COVID, and I remember this question came up. It's a platform I'm promising away. And I'm not sure how our research has shown that that time, you know, yeah, successful. And in my example, why the MTN and the MTN music, is it called about Kuya Bayuba, Deezer, Lumina, had the their challenges. And, you know, government had chosen the private sector people. I'm approaching vice president to say, this is what they have. And I think it is prudent to say, if I support a private sector person driving this thing for Ghana, then government itself trying to build it and running it. And I'm trying to say, we are still talking, we are still engaging with private sector. Yeah, let's see how it goes. But I said, I'm not saying anything, and I said, private sector. Again, a private sector near what we're building, that's our Bible journey here. I think it is not out of place. That is what I know about this conversation. This week, the team, and then Shadi Nichi, you know, office, every home minister, honorable, a prime minister, conversations, and of course, so what I know is that a private people be in the area, and the government, or Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, team, and now, they got to me say, and Yenina, and Kofuyechi. Because you didn't cash, it is for the next 4 years, if you remember. A manifesto promise for next 4 years. No, we don't have now. We can't say because we have promised next 4 years. Let's not throw our weight behind these people and make it happen. Yank next 4 years. Okay, the minimum of name. I don't know what they told you earlier in the studio. If I'm contradicting, I do not know, but this is what I know.
Okay, so if we get him correct. Hey! What is in the manifesto has not started
at all.
However, some people brought
a project
and they realized that it will solve a similar problem to some extent. So why do they have to wait for the next 4 years? Rather, they will support these people so they do this. Then they look at maybe subsequently on developing the
question is, what I asked earlier, are they still going to do next year's their own? Because what they said they would do wasn't just a streaming platform for music.
Content creators.
Star 281 hash this morning. We're giving out 1,000 Ghana cedis.
Who chase Kaffim?
Yeah, chase Kaffim.
Who the baby up and streaming up?
1,000 Ghana cedis is up for grabs this morning. Start playing right now. Star 281 hash CCA Boshim na Yerushese also betima for cash in Star 281 hash. Star 281 hash. It's called Quick Cash for a reason. I think it's only right that we get into, get onto the phone lines and talk to Tilly. She started this conversation.
Yes, yeah.
It's only right that we get Tilly Akwani on the line. Hello, Tilly, how are you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, baby of baby, me day pan. And you've started World War IV Ghana version. Anyway, so quick one. According to Kwame Dazi, he's here. This conversation there, we no go talk and then Jesus will be responding. No, Kwame Dazi is here. Kwame Dazi is saying that Baumia did not say you were there. You were at the creatives, whatever meetup or whatever it was. Uh-huh. You were there. Kwame Dazi was also there. But I did not say that they've paid for it, but they will
take care of.
They will.
But it's in the audio. We all played it. We all listened to it.
Yeah.
So it's not me saying, but it's in the audio.
Based on that, if that is the case, then that would mean that you asked the wrong question, Tilly. Am I right or wrong in this case?
Okay, so let's put the thing in context so that we can now see if the question was wrong or probably right. So he's saying that they are going to launch on November and that he has checked the thing and everything is well, right? Is that in the audio you played?
Yes.
So they are going and that they have taken care of the developmental phase. And then there was an applause, right?
Oh, hold on. Was that in the message from Baumia? Because I did not hear that.
Yes.
Hello, Tilly. Hello. Okay. Let's try and get her back because
having played that part.
Okay, so let's play the tape again.
Yes,
I've been.
Let's play the tape.
My fisher sir.
Any tape no aura in.
Let me make baby. I can't say what you no.
Okay, let me see if I can.
My ears are menya.
Abba.
Gamro, the music producers and the private sector, and it has been completed, and we are going to support this. And make sure that we take care of the development expenses related to this platform for the industry. And it has been completed. And we are going to support this and make sure that we take care of the development expenses related to this platform for the industry.
Not sure to it.
Yo, hold on. That's where the applause was.
Make sure that.
We take
say, if you people don't.
If he doesn't make sure, he will not take care of it.
I can play it again.
Play please. It again.
Let's listen to that part, I beg.
We're going to support this and make sure that we take care of the development expenses related to this platform for the industry. So, in all. I think today I was satisfied after the various presentations that were made to me that we are ready to outdoor this new local streaming platform for Ghanaian musicians and film producers.
Okay. Make sure that we take care of. So if they don't make sure.
I'm Tilly back on the line, please. Let's allow
maybe
Tilly.
A different audio.
Hello.
Yes, Tilly.
Sorry, my network where I am is terrible.
Please, okay. Please position yourself well and let's have this conversation.
Yes, I'm outside, so let's talk now.
Okay,
great. So then if he says, whether or not he says he's going to take care or he's taking care of the developmental phase, then it means that there is an affiliation with the private entity. If it's going to be a privately managed thing, there is a relation between the government and then that private entity. Now, the conversation that we had on peace, the question I asked, which is why I'm saying that the question was not wrong, is that the government has made us aware that they are involved in this thing that they are going to launch on November. Now, the entire basis of the conversation we had on Peace FM was that the one the government is going to launch, which he has spoken about at the Creative Art event, is the reason the woman is here. To come and explain and give us details as somebody who is working on the project. Only for us to ask the question, he said, no, the government is not involved in any way. In fact, my question was that the government said they're taking care of the developmental. So knowing that it is the maintenance and the administrative work of the DSPs that usually makes them take a lot from the creatives, no? Is the government also going to take care of or subsidize those things so that now you can give or you can assure the artists that because the government is taking care of this thing, maybe you will get more on what you probably get on Spotify or get on Apple. And that was when she revealed that the government has no track on with this particular one. So then the question, it changed the conversation. Because then if the government says that we have watched the thing, it is fixed, we have done it, I like it and all. And this person says that, no, that is not what we have talking. The government has no say. So who was Baumia talking about?
Mm.
Do you get it?
Okay.
So whether or not he says they have paid, they are going to pay for the thing. That is actually not even the main thing for the thing. He says, we have done it. We have watched it. I have gone to, he said it. I don't know if you played the audio. I have seen the thing. And then there was an uproar. Now the person or the thing that they said that this is what they are going to give to you and that is from the government, the person says government name come. So is it that they are going to the one that the lady brought is not it and it's a different thing that is coming, or per the voice you played from the deputy minister, no? Now they are rallying behind the private person, and if so, how come at this point in time the private person is not aware of the involvement of the government in this thing?
Mm.
Do you get it? Is it going to be like 1D, 1F when they said we're going to do one company, one district, one factory, and then at the end of the day, it happened that they are going to support private people to do it what is the conversation? Because per what the deputy minister said, clearly now, if that is what we are going to go by, it means that the government is not going to do anything. It is the private person who is doing and they are going to support. And if so, why are we bringing a new one when there's Aftown there, also by a Ghanaian? Why isn't the government pushing that? Because if it is about just the private person doing and then government supporting, then Aftown is there and there are some there. So that is the conversation and why it was there. So when she made it clear that the government has absolutely no involvement, then we said, why are we having a conversation? Because the conversation was born from Baumia saying that they are going to do it for us. It was very beautiful and all of that. Whether or not they have paid or they are yet to pay, he says they are going to take care of that thing or they're taking care of it. Whatever it is, now we are here. The woman says Baumia has nothing to do with it. So what is the conversation?
Okay.
Is it a privacy only thing that we were just applauding for, or we're just, or it is the MPP that is taking somebody's private thing, or it is the person that brought the woman to the space that did not communicate to her? Say more than no any way na MPP in Kahu. You see where the conversation is going?
Yes, yes. Quite confusing, but anyway, Tilly, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. I don't know if Kwame, as you have
I beg. We are saying the same thing. If Tilly listened to us from the beginning, the same thing we're saying. The only thing we want to correct, because these are facts we are putting out there, is the fact that Dr. Baumia did not say that he had 100%.
They have already done it.
These are not his words, and he didn't say that. Yes. He said they will make sure they take care of the expenses.
Future
tense.
And
so
make
that is
sure
what we
Christ
exactly. We're not saying that. Continue.
But then that would be in effect if the lady who was at Peace FM, the product that she was presenting, was the one that. That would be in effect if that was the one that Baumia is also talking about.
Yeah, because
Mark, as it stands, that we don't know.
No, we know. Deputy Minister has made it clear that what they intended to do, they intend to do in 2025 is what is in their manifesto. This one is a private enterprise pushing this, and they are supporting, endorsing. Yes. He used the words endorse and support.
What if they are endorsing after? How are we going to know? Because the GMX lady said that they don't have any relationship
so
with the
government.
So on
the launch, we'll get to know. I think Tilly should. I mean, we are quoting the vice president. So, like, we need to. Because whatever you say becomes, news or could be used somewhere. So, we just need to get some things clear. So, whether she can just, accept that. Because I'm not sure she'll be happy if somebody misquotes her. So this one, the vice president said.
But I don't know if you get Tilly's point.
Yeah, I understand.
We've made that point already.
If they are saying they are supporting, what is the support? I've even asked. I've asked for percentages. I mean, what kind of support
exactly
are they giving?
I've told you that
I want to know. What is the government support? But the lady too is saying something different, that there is no partnership.
There's no partnership.
It's solely.
Yes.
So now what is that make sure that we take off? What would that take?
Okay. We are informing and educating, so we need to do that out.
So I will be happy to see the quantum and the level of the take off. You understand? So that futuristic statement, we want to know the quantum. Because it is our taxes.
Tilly.
So we cannot just support anything.
Hello?
But it still remains that.
Hello.
Adam, hold on. Strategic.
Adam, Martinez has not spoken.
Adam, hold on. Tilly.
Yeah.
I hope you heard whatever Kwame does in Adam.
No, the network has. All I heard is quantum.
You only heard quantum. Anyway, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll reach out to you if we need further clarification on anything.
I thought
Kwame Dadi
had a question.
No, he asked it, but
I didn't ask a question, though.
Okay.
All that I'm saying is that
Tilly
said on Saturday on Peace FM that they had paid. Baumia said they had paid for the streaming platform.
It's not true.
He didn't say they had paid 100%. He said they will make sure they take care of the expenses. So this is the correction we are making, or the information we are putting out there to our listeners, that they have not paid, but they are yet to do that. But any other thing you said is correct on point. That's it.
Okay. Then it comes to what I'm saying, that even if they have paid or they are yet to pay or they are still in the negotiating phase, the woman involved says Baumia and his team and MPP is not involved in any way. So at this point that they are going to launch in November, if the government has not approached this woman, then what comment? Are we sticking ourselves and laughing at an industry or what? Or we are just taking it worth and we are just being hopeful? Because at this point, today is October what? And then this woman is on radio publicizing something from a technical team of something the vice president of Ghana has said. And yet there is no correlation. What are you talking about?
Okay. Tilly, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
I think Tilly is creating the impression that she's created the impression that we're not tackling the issue. From the beginning, Adam has spoken, I've spoken. We've made this clear. All that he said, she said. We said all that right here. The only thing that we are putting out is, quote-unquote, misinformation. As in Dr. Baumia said, he had paid. That is what we're correcting.
Okay.
Any other thing she said right now, we've said it already. So where is the impression we are creating that, you know, no. You're cunning now before we got here.
Maybe she
wasn't listening. We said everything from the beginning.
Let me get to Martinez.
But as media, we need to put out the facts for people to know the real facts. Yeah, her voice, Nessa. Maybe she has the voice that Baumia said that they had paid 100%. Maybe she can bring that out.
And I mean, she was even categorical about the percentage.
*281# is the way to go this morning. 1,000 Ghana cedis is up for grabs. If you win it, you can decide to donate it so that we use it to build our music streaming platform, since we don't know where the funds are coming from. So *281# *281#. Music streaming platform, mine is Aquadevia Emperor. That's Wazy Wadia, Wazy Wadia, Wazy Wadia. What is this? Anyway, Martinez.
Yes, Slim.
Your take on this issue?
Very interesting. Slim, we all know that when it comes to the role of government, it's to create an enabling environment for the private sector to also, you know, build themselves or invest and then help promote the system. Government cannot do everything directly. I mean, like building infrastructures and, you know, some of these things, building the streaming platform. It's not possible. So, if a government creates an enabling environment, it helps the country to progress. Something like coming out with a policy. An initiative like this. It is very good. So, with all this back and forth, if you listen to the woman very well, I mean, it tells how she has interest in the entertainment sector. And that she's doing her possible best to also help. I mean, invest and help project, put the music and, the whole art to a different level, which is good.
I have new information here.
Okay.
And let me share it with production. As it stands now, there's an artwork circulating.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got
the launch. Yes. That's what I talking about.
So Creators has put this on several platforms.
And it has Ghana Music Experience, of which Akisi Aka
represented.
And yet on live radio, simultaneously streaming on Facebook and YouTube, said that the government had no relation to that. I'm confused.
No, the government is supporting. The government has endorsed it.
No. But that was Tilly's question. How, you want me to play back?
No. I understand you. The woman says government has nothing to do with that.
Yes.
But government says they are supporting.
So Wednesday, then go explain.
So Slim.
Government says they are supporting. They've endorsed it.
So Wednesday, that's about me.
So you see, I'm confused.
So that's the communication gap we're talking about here.
So Wednesday, I'm sure Wednesday. I'm sure Wednesday they were explaining.
So Martinez, hold on a little bit. I'm thinking that maybe there is a different company elsewhere helping to build a platform like that. And what the lady was talking about on Peace FM on Saturday had no relationship or whatsoever, had no correlation to the government. Like, that was what I was thinking. But then to see their logo again on this
with a vice president, that it looks like a partnership. So
We wow. want to hear what both parties will say. Well, I'm sure the vice president will speak. So, audio,
if you allow us to go the political way, we might read some political meanings into this.
I conf.
You see, okay. where I think there's a problem is this. So, when you listen to the tape carefully, like everybody rightly said, the flag bearer said they will take care of. Maybe it's the same streaming platform.
No, as it stands now, it's the same streaming platform. We can't say that it's the same streaming platform.
From what we've seen.
So, we can verify that it's the same.
Same as which one?
It's the Ghana Music Experience.
That was mentioned on Kiss FM during the weekend.
Yes, that's it. Akinse represented them as the marketing director.
So, Slim, with the support, probably is yet to come. The kind of support he spoke about, it could be payment, it could be any other thing. Maybe Akinse is yet to receive.
The marketing director is yet to get the memo.
But probably...
No, hold on. The marketing director of a company is yet to get the memo that they are in partnership with the government on a project like this.
So that's where the of problem is. Probably,
she said that they've had series of meetings with Gamro and all that. So she's now yet to get info. Huh. So God is still in the miracle doing business.
You see... For me, how I see it, like I said, the team is here to get that support, but conversation didn't go on well between both parties. So, to the woman, she is speaking her truth. Probably for now, I've not received any support, but we'll make sure we take care of. Probably it's here to come. And the Honorable Minister also coming in to say this is not the actual streaming platform they spoke about, but this related to the manifesto will probably be next year going. It makes it very difficult to know where we are actually going. Because if we are also to go by the Honorable Minister's case, it means we are going to have two streaming platforms, which will be very good for us. Now we have the private one, and we are going to have the government one, which is in the manifesto. But if you look at the issue now... The vice president launching the streaming platform is the same streaming platform the woman also spoke about, the GMX. So that is where the confusion comes in. That how come the woman will sit on a live radio and say that government
is not involved in it? Yes, is not involved in this.
And the same platform.
And the government will post artwork, and it has them. their logo on it.
That is what Kwame was saying. It's communication problem.
Okay.
Because, like I said, it might be the issue of. Maybe the woman not receiving anything, but government knows that they have promised they are supposed to help her.
That's the market. That is your touch point of a business, your
especially
marketing director.
Especially when we are getting close to election. Well, and this is something that we have projected so much that government is going to launch streaming platform. Government is going to create a streaming platform to support, which is good for us. But the back and forth is not needed at all because, look, like everybody rightly said, a lot of work has to go into it. You have even read data issues and all of that, which are very critical areas that government need to pay attention to.
For data, if Bamia wants to, talk about anything digitalization, he needs to understand that it's online and it has to be data.
Yes, areas...
If the data issues are not addressed...
Exactly. These are areas that need critical attention.
If the fundamentals are weak...
And you see, you raise a solid point. Even how they are going to market it, how even competing with the other streaming platform like the Spotify and co. So if you are talking about enabling the environment to support the local ones, public partnership, Aftown, that everybody is raising concern about, also need critical attention because it's also local.
Mm.
And so it makes it very difficult for us to have that full confidence that this is going to operate effectively because Asha Simponi, if the beginning has to come out with this back and forth, who owns this? Who is this for? It's whose idea? I mean, there's nothing wrong if government is partnering it because let's look at it. December GH. These are events held by individuals.
Mm. But the government supports.
And there's nothing wrong with this.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Anyway.
You understand? So it will be very unfair.
You know,
the woman as if maybe he has betrayed the government. Some people feel she has gone on radio.
You know, one of the wildest moments that happened on the show on Saturday was the person who made the call
and made it possible, Kuka, for the lady to be in the studio. At a point in time, Kuka himself was denying the fact that this the app has nothing to do with government.
So, communication. Who is communicating to the people? Let's
activate the phone lines for our listeners to come through this one. 030-221-6566, 030-221-6567, or 054-881-39. That is 054-881-039. Listeners can join the conversation this morning. It's a very, very confusing one this morning. Myself, I can't make the heads and tails out of this thing. But star 281 hash, we're giving out 1,000 Ghana cedis. Star 281 hash, we're giving out 1,000 Ghana cedis this morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Slim.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Slim.
Chaman, what's your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm Nanaya, calling from Michelle Kong.
Nice one, Nanaya. Let's listen to your thoughts on this issue.
Okay, so DJ, I want to say something. On my way, Mono, I think that a nipa yet all my city in position is that a monsha, you know. Maybe I'm more politicizing. In society, and I'm a boy, a crown, let's say, or no, your home finance, say, to crabby or honor was all come. My people in positions who say, I don't know, or more, and your crowd, then they are still politicizing the issue. I really respect your pundits and
give us a call. I have Kobe coming in from Teshi. Hello, Kobe.
Yeah, hello.
Kobe, let's listen to you.
Yeah, I was listening to your panelist and you guys, and sometimes baffles me how you creatives, you don't see that the politicians are just paying lip service when it comes to the creatives. That you guys and Kasana, sometimes I don't know. I am one who said politicians, I'm one from serious. Anna. I listened to the same piece FM you're talking about, and Sukri Tafo was talking to Sadiq, member of parliament, running for the member of parliament for one of the constituencies. And he was telling Sadiq that parliament is not for production, but it's for serious business. That means, Mwankasanama, you don't respect the profession you are in. The thing, no more, they are just paying lip service. They are not serious about you guys. They hope they are just in to just get your votes, and that's it. They just move out. It's just a communication gap. It's all into just get your votes. No. They are not in for any serious business with you guys. You should just be serious with yourselves. No. Thank Kobe, you very much.
Thanks a lot for joining us. That's Kobe from Teshi. Why?
Wednesday, dear. We will listen to that. We will make sure. Take care of
Isaac is here from Ashama. Let's listen to Isaac. Isaac, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Slim.
Nice one, Isaac. Feel free.
Where book God for fire, give them. If for fire them, give me that.
I was just praying that Bulldog will come to the studio today.
If I can't fire, then give me that. This is what you're just taking us for fool. I don't want to insult them. I don't want to do anything. But God will judge them one by one. God will judge all of them. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling us this morning.
My thing is
the series of events that led to the interview and everything around is just amazing.
Maybe
I just want to shout.
Nice, maybe it's also hype. Maybe it's also hype.
Very nice movie script.
Vice President of Kano calculated.
But you see, how many of us knew during that meeting with Dr. Baumia that streaming platform was for a private individual? Yeah. How many of us knew?
It looks like it.
No, but the impression was created that it was his platform that was going to be launched.
But that one, he can find a way around it by saying that, you know, there's a partner. He said that.
He said that.
In that there's a private partner
and I agreed
involved.
I agreed because in his manifesto, he mentions partnership as well. But in this case, there is no partnership, according to Akisi.
Let me get to the phone lines and talk to Ato. Ato is our winner of Quick Cash this morning. Hello, Ato.
Yeah, DJ Slim.
Well, you see, I bring you luck.
You fought.
How many tickets did you play?
One ticket, 5 CD.
5 CD?
Yeah.
And you have 500 Ghana CDs on your phone right now?
500 Ghana did the Mumu top right now.
Real quick, respectively, what do you plan to do with it?
Oh, so one or two things, I'll be, you know.
When you say one or two, what are you trying to say?
Oh, for the popping.
I pick it. What do you have to tell people who have not played yet? Charlie.
Oh, this is my second time of winning. So
wow.
My first one, I chop on for Mekukui.
Okay.
To I chop for DJ Slim. So real next quick. One, I chop for
Mr. Agla.
Andy Dossi. Mr. Agla, then Andy Dossi.
Sharpest. Sharpest. So
it'll be real.
Okay. Congratulations and thanks for joining us on the phone.
Thank you.
Well, Betway is saying that you have the chance to unlock 5 free spins in the Mega Money Wheel, and you stand the chance of winning 1 million Ghana cedis in the jackpot. So what are you waiting for? Log in to betway.com.ga today and take your spin. All thanks to Betway. Remember, terms and conditions apply. We're regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway, get your way. We also have the Color Party, Adoma FM Color Party coming on. Oman Bako, Ebusuya Bako is coming off on the 2nd of November. That's coming Saturday, staring at us in the face. It's from 10 in the morning to 6 p.m. at the Legon Botanical Garden. It's confirmed. It's the Legon Botanical Gardens is hosting this event before they close down. In fact, there were rumors out there that they close down. No. We are going to do this one before they close down. So be part of the nostalgic family fun. It's going to be so much fun with activities such as face painting, bouncy castles, lime and spoon, sack race, adult corner for the parents, live band session. We also have board games, quizzes and prizes. Amazing prizes awaiting you. Plus, we have TGMA Artist of the Year, Stone Boy, Rap Father, Mavis Asante, Pope Skinny, Sheila, Bino Ayoni, the man, who is it? Bino Ayoni, performing live. Four lucky families get to sign up for the Lavon's cooking contest to see who can deliver the goods to win great prizes. Send us your 1 minute oral cooking to the following WhatsApp number. That is 0531003813. That is 0531003813. To see if you can make the cut. If you're going to prepare, let's say, light soup with plain rice, jollof rice with chicken, plain rice with vegetable stew, yam with tomato stew, just send us the oral cooking of the following steps that you go through. What's it?
You chop contemporary jollof before. I will come cook some.
That's the Color Party this Saturday. So watch out for the Jamal Wash and Fuel contest to see who can wash the fastest, as well as the Fortune Spread Fastest Snack Challenge that is also going on. So grab a ticket for yourself, 30 Ghana cedis, which admits a family of 5, using the short code *714*003# now, or pay more at the gate. Saturday, 2nd of November at the Legon Botanical Gardens, going to be good family fun. It's at Dome FM Color Party 2024, proudly brought to you by You Fresh Drinks. Drink better, live better. Lavon's Tomato Mix, Love Day Inside. Other sponsors, we have Jamal Detergent, A Life Soap, that is A Life Soap, Fortune Spread, DBS Industries, D-Ray, Man Bitters, and Lawson Herbal. That is from Lawson Herbal, Franco Trading Enterprise, and Alaji Vision Herba. Echo Bank Joy News Habitat Fair 2024 is also on, and it's a time for you to turn your home, get that dream house that you've been waiting for. The Joy Echo Bank Joy News Habitat Fair is back, and everything that you need is under one roof. Whether you're looking to buy land, if you want to start your own construction, we've got you covered. Come to Echo Bank Joy News Habitat Fair. Interact with industry players like Safety and Home Solution, Echo Bank, G&J Technical Services, Cities and Habitat, DPS Pipes and Plastics, Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited, Global Lightning Limited, Everlast Limited, Syntex Stands, Lesh Fortune Limited, and DBS Industries Limited. From the 30th of October to the 2nd of November 2024 at the Accra International Conference Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. We say thank you. A billion thanks to our sponsors this morning, Franco Trading Enterprise, Betway. A billion thanks to Cowbell, Akono Sweet Ginger, MTN, SoccerBet, EcoBank, and also Betway for amazing support. Thank you, Mr. Adam Chotome. Thank you, Kwame Dazi. A billion thanks to production, and of course, hey Martinez, thank you, Martinez. Martinez, they know me like the other guys. We go, can't worry, you say, go do shout outs. And I said, so what shout outs be, my honor, Martinez? So, you get shout outs, do
oh, yeah, the small one. Be. Yeah, we shout out to Prophet Joseph Atara. He has a new song called I Believe. Video on YouTube, check it out.
Oh, I beg. Billion thanks to our production, Mr. Hagler. Billion thanks to you, man like Wadud, and also to Fidelis for holding us down, my top-notch DJ, DJ Bredash. My name is DJ Slim. I did this for the Godfather, Andy Dusty. Up next is Mr. Hagler with Music Box.
This is James. Leave a message.
James, the game's about to start and everybody's here. Salah's got the meat going, Erling's got the cold ones, Saka's chilling. Where are you, man?
All your best football friends are waiting for you to join them for the Premier League. From 10 August to 10 November, you can get GoTV Super Plus now for the discounted price of 265 CDs to enjoy all 380 games.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.